Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 9 degrees below zero at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump wins the GOP Iowa caucuses with a commanding lead over his rivals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, just ahead of former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Donald Trump talked about them after his big win.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. I think they both actually did very well.
But today, Donald Trump will be back in court.
Donald Trump is expected in court for the second phase of a legal battle on sexual assault and defamation charges. After winning the Iowa Republican caucus, the former president plans to attend for jury selection in a new trial, the penalty phase of a New York civil defamation case. A jury already awarded E. Jean Carroll $5 million after finding Trump sexually abused the columnist in a dressing room in 1996 and defamed her in 2022 in saying she made it all up. The new jury's only job will be to determine the dollar amount he owes Carroll for denying the assault and mocking her in 2019 while he was still president. She's seeking $10 million plus punitive damages. The judge has warned Trump and his lawyers not to say things to jurors to contest Ms. Carroll's version of events. Those restrictions don't apply outside of the presence of the jury. On social media, Trump has said that Judge Lewis Kaplan is a terrible person and that Carroll fabricated the story. I'm Jennifer King.
That brutally cold weather is continuing to freeze much of the nation. Wind chills are below minus 30 degrees in many parts of the central U.S. In the southeast, they've been seeing freezing rain and sleet. Thousands in the northwest are without power. If you missed the Emmy Awards last night, Succession won Best Drama Series, The Bear, Top Comedy. Ukraine's President Zelensky is headlining the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. U.S. officials are also there. This is AP News. Now to more troubles involving Boeing planes. The AP's Norman Hall with the latest on this story.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two Boeing planes in Chicago. Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing design. The left wing tip of an all Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to reach around 3 degrees, partly cloudy and cold today. Tonight, a few clouds and bitter cold, and a low of 8 degrees below zero. Wednesday, variable clouds, not quite as cold, a high of 12. Scattered clouds and brisk on Wednesday night, a low of 3 degrees below zero. Thursday, a 40% chance of light snow or flurries later at night, and a high of 11. Friday, 12, with flurries possible early in the morning. In Richland Center, a wind chill advisory will be in effect until 9 o'clock this morning, for wind chills potentially as low as 25 to 35 below zero. This morning, our actual temperature is 9 degrees below zero, and the air is stirring just a little bit. Winds around 2 to 3 miles per hour, up to 5. That makes the wind chill down there in that 25 below zero range when the wind is happening. The midnight reading was negative 7. That followed yesterday's high of just 5 above zero. We do have some weather-related announcements this morning. Two-hour delays for all buses and classes at these schools: Fenimore, Highland, Waseca Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. In the Richland District, there is no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem 4K, and Ithaca will not have its AM 4K. Second Harvest Food Pickup in Boscobel is canceled today, and the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Bingo for tonight will not be held. There are some weather-related announcements for you on this very frigid Sub-Zero Tuesday. Today is the 16th of January, and it is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
in the morning and license to fly straight to the portals of nevermore die, nevermore pain in the old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home.
My grandfather lived by the book all his life on rich bottom land with 12 kids and a wife. He never saw TV nor rode a jet plane, but he knew that heaven was holding his claim.
Wings in the morning and license to fly straight to the portals of nevermore die, nevermore pain in them old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home.
The salt of the earth, yet with faith in the Lord, they all got together in that one accord. And what could be greater than God's guarantee that we can have heaven for eternity?
Wings in the morning and license to fly straight to the portals of nevermore die, nevermore pain in them old making bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home.
Rocks in the road and we stumble and fall. Lights getting low so we don't see at all. But I promise you on that getting up day, wings in the morning and we'll fly away.
Wings in the morning and license to fly straight to the portals of nevermore die, nevermore pain in them old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home. Wings in the morning and license to fly straight to the portals of nevermore die, nevermore pain in them old aching bones. Wings in the morning to carry us home.
Johnny Cash and Wings in the Morning here on the Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning, kids. It's time for us to get together again with the old Light in the Milk House Show. It's not delayed 2 hours today. Nope, we're on time. The Mighty Vibe got us here just fine this morning. It kind of whined a little bit when I got it out of bed, but I whined when I got out of bed, too. But nonetheless, 9 below zero at the WRCO studios, and at times a wind chill that feels like around 21 below. And as a result, kind of some dangerous situations for the young ones going to school. So, again, a few delays. We'll run down that list coming up in a few minutes. Some things to tell you about, sports scores and more. A win for Marquette in college basketball last night. And they finished up the weekend, wild card weekend, yesterday in pro football as well. This is the Lightning Mail Cow Show. Let's start the chores.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow. And we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on daddy's shoulders off to bed. Old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
I'll help you clear up the mystery. I'll give you a simple rule of thumb. If it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love, then it's love. Encyclopedia won't reveal the crazy way you start to feel. A kissing on a moonlit summer night. 'Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love, then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love, then it's love. If it turns you upside down, love. If it makes your world go round, then it's
maybe compare it to a flame, or say it's a medicine that heals. Cause a panel of experts could fight all night and never figure out which one is right, but they'd agree on how it makes you feel. Cause if it knocks you off your feet, then it's love. Then it's love. If it makes your life complete, then it's love. Then it's love. If it turns you upside down, then it's love. Then it's love. If it makes your world go round, then it's love. Well, if it makes your world go
Don Williams and Venice Love. 16 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock today, Rolander's Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled for today. Tech Help Tuesday will be held at the Brewer Public Library from 9 until noon. Get basic help with all apps and devices. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. There is no charge for this service. Bauer Gunnell Dalton, VFW Post 2267, will have its monthly business meeting starting at 7 tonight at American Legion Post 13, and the Bloom City Town Meeting will be held coming up this evening. Reminders from our community calendar here on WRCO Radio. Coming up, a look at sports.
I've got a reason to smile. I've got that feeling inside. I've found the rest of my life behind blue eyes. I've been wrong many times. I've searched for love I couldn't find. Now I know where to hide behind blue lines. She sweetens dreams in my head, just like the pillows on my bed. She laid beside me, she started fire inside. I found the rest of my life
Mundo Airwood on WRCO and Behind Blue Eyes. Well, today's forecast calls for a high of 3, partly cloudy and cold today. Tonight, 8 degrees below zero. Again, bitter cold, but nonetheless, we're going to be double digits tomorrow up to around 12. It is 9 degrees below zero. 2-hour delays today for the Fenimore School District, Highland, Waseca Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. There is no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem 4K in the Richland District, and no AM 4K for the Ithaca District. All right, well, a look at sports today is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. In girls basketball last night, Highland over Ithaca 50-36. Kickapoo 58, Boscobel 47. Fenimore was a winner against Lancaster 49-43. Lafarge Youth Initiative over Nisita 38-25. Potosi Cassville beat Waseca Steuben 70-49. And Mineral Point 50, Darlington 34. A win for Argyle Pecatonica over Benton 71-43. Cuba City 90, Southwestern 27. Also on the state scene, Cam Jones scored 22 points. Tyler Kolick had 21 and 11 assists. And number 17 Marquette pulled away in the second half to snap a two-game skid with an 87-74 victory over Villanova. Also in basketball news from yesterday, it was a win in the NBA for Philadelphia over Houston, 124-115. Dallas 125, New Orleans 120, Detroit 129, Washington 117, Orlando 98, New York 94, Atlanta 109, San Antonio 99. Memphis 116, Golden State 107, Cleveland beat Chicago 109-91, Boston 105, Toronto 96. In overtime, Miami beat Brooklyn 96-95, Utah 132, Indiana 105, and the Lakers got the win against Oklahoma City 112-105. In pro football, Buffalo was a winner against Pittsburgh 31-17. And Tampa Bay all over Philadelphia by a score of 32-9. I thought that one might be a little bit better. Philadelphia surely had a fall at the end of the season. And so the next round, a game set for the NFL playoffs after yesterday's two games. From the NHL, Buffalo 3-0 over San Jose, Pittsburgh 3, Seattle nothing. Columbus beat Vancouver 4-3 after a shootout, Boston 3, New Jersey nothing, Anaheim 5-4 over Florida in overtime, Los Angeles 5, Carolina 2, Vegas 4, Nashville 1, Minnesota 5-0 over the Islanders, Montreal 4, Colorado 3, Philadelphia 4-2 over St. Louis. And that is an update on sports.
Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers is located at the corner of Orange and 3rd Streets in Richland Center. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. It's where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Pine River Veterinary Clinic provides compassionate quality care, emergency service for large and small animals, plus laser therapy, laser surgery, ultrasound, and certified grooming from Pine River Veterinary Clinic. Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. Sleepy Hollow Auto Group, they'll take care of you.
We are pleased that you're listening to the radio this morning on a cold morning. Hopefully our signal is cutting through 9 degrees below zero. It is about time we try to start the old John Deere to see if we can get the manure spread today. Here we go.
It's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, both 16 inches lay. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop it in the clay.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum. I took my John Deere tractor for a hayrack ride. When going down the hill, boy, it sure did fly. The hayrack, it was loaded way up to its fill. And you should have heard that John Deere pull when it came up to the hill. I took my John Deere tractor to a platform dance. I met a pretty maiden and I thought I had a chance. When dancing to the music, I really held her tight. And you should have heard that John Deere purr as we drove it through the night. I never had a moment with my neighbor that was tense, until one day I fell asleep and plowed up half his fence. I looked him in the face, I knew it was time to flee, and you should have heard that John Deere run with my neighbor chasing me.
John Deere Polka. Sounds like it's ready to go, and we can run the milk machine with it today as well. The old John Deere Polka, played by Elmer Nemec and the Polka Joy Orchestra. Well, coming up, farm news and markets right here on WRCO, but I'm sure you're all kind of warmed up now. We need a cool-down waltz. Here's Fair and Young.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on, and the longer this goes on, the harder gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her, that's the last thing that I want to do. She tries, but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning, and what's more, the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Last night I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I told her goodbye. Last night we broke up, this morning I woke up, and for the 10th time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up
four in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the wanting in me, wishing I never met her, knowing if I...
Farron Young on WRCO FM 100.9. 2 hour delays of school in the Fenimore, Highland, Waseca, Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland districts, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca and River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. There's no AM early childhood for the Richland district and no Bethlehem 4K, and Ithaca will not feature any AM 4K. Again, to go along with that 2 hour delay late start today for those area schools, Second Harvest food pickup in Boscobel is canceled for today. It is 9 degrees below zero at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Two Wisconsin farm organizations don't see eye to eye when it comes to health care coverage. Wisconsin lawmakers heard from supporters and opponents of a proposed Farm Bureau health care coverage bill. The Assembly Committee on Insurance held the public hearing Thursday at the Capitol on Assembly Bill 860, which would create an exemption in state insurance laws to allow Farm Bureau to offer health care benefits. Farm Bureau's Jason Muniaini tells Brownfield, farmers are often in and out of eligibility for Affordable Care Act subsidies because it's based on gross income and not their margins or actual profit.
The way that we're calculating farm income for purposes of eligibility of a subsidy in the ACA is a challenge, and it's been a challenge for 15 years. Farm Bureau's just taken an opportunity to say, all right, we're done waiting for the federal government. We're going to do something that we've seen work in other states.
Opponents of the bill, including Wisconsin Farmers Union, called the Farm Bureau plan substandard and second-class insurance. They criticized the proposal for not including pre-existing conditions required in the Affordable Care Act. Michelle Ramirez-White with Wisconsin Farmers Union says they instead support a single-payer health insurance system. Farmer representative and committee member Travis Tranel says farmers understand the problems with the Affordable Care Act and says many are forced with choosing between expensive insurance or no insurance, and most would take this so-called second-class insurance all day long as an affordable option. If Assembly Bill 860 becomes law, Farm Bureau could offer the health care coverage now available in Tennessee, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Texas, and South Dakota. Tennessee has been doing this since 1947. Wisconsin lawmakers introduced a new bill that would prohibit non-dairy substitute food products from using the term milk. Assembly Bill 952 would limit the term milk to labels that contain the milk of a cow or from hoofed or camelid mammals. If passed and signed into law, the legislation would not take effect until at least 10 other states adopt similar laws by 2031. Dairy groups say federal guidelines already require this, but the Food and Drug Administration has not enforced it. The CEO of the National Potato Council says the continued partisanship in the U.S. House indicates it might be challenging for lawmakers to pass a farm bill this year. Cam Quarles tells Brownfield,
all that means is the U.S. is falling behind as our foreign competitors move forward.
He says the U.S. potato industry would like to see enhanced research, greater investments in trade promotion programs, and updates to crop insurance for the specialty crop industry. But these updates will require more money.
They're expensive to insure. They're expensive to buy when you're talking about the federal feeding programs.
Quarles says all of agriculture would like lawmakers to get a farm bill completed this year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
A sluggish start to the week for Direct Cash
cattle and cash hog business. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Buyers and sellers are getting ready for another very snowy, very cold week of business. On Friday, live deals in the South were at $172. That's a dollar lower than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business was at mostly $272 to $275. That's steady to $2 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Missouri last week, feeders under 700 pounds were $5 to $10 lower. Steers over 700 pounds were steady to $5 lower. The USDA says the supply of feeders was light and demand was light to moderate. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought 220 to 275.50. Feeder steers, 700 to 748 pounds, brought 210 to 246.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 600 to 647 pounds, brought 200 to $235. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 216 at 291.42. Select was 71 cents higher at 272.56. Estimated cattle slaughter was 112,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and down 12,000 on the year. Cash hog prices were not reported Monday due to confidentiality. There was a very light negotiated run. Winter weather was a factor across much of the middle of the country again. There was heavy snow and blizzard-like conditions, which made doing any sort of business less appealing. That's also going to continue to push hog weights higher. Ample supplies of market-ready hogs give packers more leverage, and they aren't in a position to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork has been solid on the global market, but still continues to struggle domestically. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct was 45.31. It's 45.81 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and 45.69 for the Western Corn Belt. Pork values closed higher on Monday, up 98 cents at 87.06. Bellies were sharply higher. Ribs, picnics, and loins were also higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 399,000 head, down 69,000 on the week and down 21,000 on the year. The CME was closed for business on Monday, but Friday, live cattle were mostly lower, watching direct business. Feeders were higher on the lower move in corn, and lean hog futures were lower amid long-term demand uncertainty. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compere Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compere.com to learn more. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Commodity markets are closed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans and corn were lower Friday following USDA numbers. March beans were down 12 and a quarter at 12.24 and a quarter. May was 12 and a quarter lower at 12.35 and three quarters. March corn was down 10 and three quarters at 4.47. May was 10 and three quarters lower at 4.59. Live cattle were mixed, mostly lower, watching weather at the direct markets. February live was 42 lower at 171.37. April was down 40 at 174.17. With that lower move in corn on Friday, March feeder cattle were up 30 at 227.70. April feeders were 27 higher at 233. And hogs were lower, pressured by their premium to the cash index. February lean was down 70 cents at 71.90. The April contract on Friday was down 42 at 78.62. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Growth is expected for the biofuels business, just not all at once. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. In yesterday's show, University of Illinois ag marketing expert Scott Irwin suggested that biofuels for aviation is not going to be an overnight success. He also believes the transition to electric vehicles is going to be a slow one.
I'm a firm believer that we are going to transition away from internal combustion engines and we'll have a fleet of all EVs, but that transition is going to be measured in decades, not in years. And the transition to sustainable aviation fuel, I believe, will be proceeding along the same timeline.
On the subject of timelines, says Irwin,
I think we will have a nice long-run market for probably ethanol, some also through the renewable diesel path, for decarbonizing jet fuel. I do think that that is the market opportunity for U.S. crop agriculture in the biofuels in the long run, and I think it will happen, but definitely not in the next few years.
Irwin spoke at Purdue University's recent Top Farmer Conference. I'll feature other conference presenters in the next couple of days to talk about the Farm Bill and about shipping issues on the Mississippi River. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday's feeder sale at 9 a.m. is a PAPA Alliance of Black-Headed Calf yearling sale. No Holsteins for this sale, please. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994 2020.
A marketing expert expects 2024 to have a tough start for dairy producers. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield she's not expecting milk prices to go up right away.
Especially kind of here in the Midwest, Class 3 prices are expected to remain under pressure. Domestic demand just really isn't there. And from a overall cheese production perspective, we're making more cheese and we still have a lot of milk in the key cheese production regions.
Burgess is more optimistic about better prices for dairy producers later this year.
As we make our way towards the second half of the year, things probably do start to look a little bit better, but might have to make it through a few tough months first before we see those better prices come into play.
Burgess says one bright spot for dairy prices to start the year has been butter, which began 2024 at around the $2.70 per pound mark, even though the holiday demand was over. The USDA supply and demand report released Friday shows the 2023 national average all milk price unchanged at $20.60 per hundredweight. 2024's projection, $20 per hundredweight. The dairy markets were closed Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Here's how the numbers wrapped up on Friday. Milk futures higher, cash dairy markets mixed. January Class 3 milk down 4 cents at $15.15. February up 3 cents to $15.90. March up 2 at $16.33. April up 3 at $17.08. May through December contracts ranged from 2 cents lower in November to 6 cents higher in September. Dry whey was unchanged at 43 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 1.25 to 156 and a quarter, five sales Friday. Cheese barrels went down a half cent to 144 and a half with 11 sales. Butter up a quarter of a cent to 256 and three quarters, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk down 0.75 cents to 118 and a half with two sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide. From BASF, always read and follow label directions.
9 degrees on the minus side today from WRCO Radio. Another frigid day in the neighborhood. Daytime high today will be around 3 degrees, partly cloudy and cold with west winds at 10 to 20. We're under wind chill advisory through 9 coming up on Wednesday morning for wind chills as low as 25 to 35 below. The Wednesday forecast calls for a little bit warmer temperatures, 12 degrees for a high, 11 on Thursday with a 40% chance of light snow or flurries later at night. Right now in Richland Center, west winds at 3. After an earlier reading of negative 7, we're down to minus 9 today with a wind chill at times around 21 below.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
To our delays, the rule today for Fenimore, Highland, Waseca Steuben, Weston, Riverdale, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle. There's no AM Early Childhood and no Bethlehem 4K in the Richland District. Ithaca is 2 hours late with no AM 4K, and River Valley is 2 hours behind schedule, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Those schools switching directions today because of the extreme cold temperatures. That's how it stacks up today on a Tuesday morning. This is the Light in the Mail Cow Show.
And oh, how I love that old picture on of you and me and the kids. My most favorite times in life I've spent right here where we live. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. It just hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. From the bedroom, I smell perfume, my favorite kind you wore. And it brings back memories of all those nights behind our bedroom door. And the saddest thing I think I've ever seen was my closet all cleaned out. It's sad to think that one must leave, 'cause we can't work things out. There's no place like home. There's no hit me as I was leaving. There's no place like home. So baby, say that I can stay for just a day or so. Then maybe I can change into these baby blues and tell me it's okay. I love that smile, it drives me wild. No, love won't die today. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Randy Travis on the Light in the Milk House Show. Tony Schumacher will check in with an update on weather in a few minutes here this morning. We hope you're doing all right, staying warm, bundle up. It's 9 degrees below zero. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Both calves and slaughter cows are steady on the snowstorm-reduced sale this past Wednesday at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from $170 to $370, beef crossbred calves up to $5. Slaughter cows range from $72 to $91, poor condition cows $65 and down, bulls up to $85. Holstein feeder heifers $11.50 to $13.50, and they sold from $97 to $118. At Wednesday's hay sale, the better quality outside round bales sold from $65 to $87.50, lesser quality bales at $50, and fodder bales $30 to $40. Our next hay sale will be on Wednesday, January 24th. Next week, Friday, January 19th, will be our next feeder sale. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim to get your cattle on our sales list for that sale. We do have a buyer coming for that sale who'll be trying to purchase 70 to 100, 550 to 900-pound colored cattle to send to a feedlot in Nebraska. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola is your locally owned and managed market serving all of the farmers of our area.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, little change in the pattern here the past couple of days with Arctic air gripping the central and eastern United States. It'll stay this way for several days, but there will be some slight upward moderation in temperatures here, with the afternoon highs getting possibly up to 10 above by tomorrow into Thursday, and kind of staying in that level into Saturday. No major weather system in sight. There's a weak one passing through northern Wisconsin this morning with a couple of flurries. We'll see another one up there tonight. Around our area, another disturbance will track from South Dakota down through Illinois Thursday afternoon into early Friday, bringing a swath of light snow, the brunt of it going just south of us Thursday night, but we could catch a little bit here, maybe a dusting, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, we'll probably have to wait until early next week to see a chance of precipitation. Temperatures will turn noticeably warmer by early next week as mild Pacific air floods across the middle of the country. So again, that wind chill advisory in effect through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chills could be as low as 25 to 35 below zero, so please bundle up. Partly cloudy skies today, high near 3, west wind 10 to 20. A few clouds tonight, low 8 below zero. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, just turning slightly warmer with a high of 12, west wind between 10 and 15. Wednesday night, scattered clouds, low 3 below zero. Thursday, increasing clouds, high near 11. There is a 40% chance of some light snow or flurries later Thursday night, low 4 below zero. And Friday, a chance of flurries early in the morning, otherwise decreasing clouds, high near 12 degrees. Saturday, plenty of sunshine, but cooler than normal. Low 6 below with a high of 12. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and warmer. Low 8 below 0 with a high of 21. And Monday, mostly cloudy and much warmer. Low 15 with a high of 33. Chance of a light wintry mix late Monday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Presently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 9 below zero. Yesterday's high was 5 above. Record high, 56 in 19.